Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Good afternoon and welcome to The Weekly Option. This is your host, Eric, and this is episode number 6. Today is Saturday, April 21st, 2018, and I just wanted to go ahead and give an update for this week's episode. Thank you guys again for tuning in and listening. I'll try to make this a bit of an abbreviated show. It's going to get posted on Sunday the 22nd, and hopefully you guys can digest the information and adjust some trades or use some of the trade ideas for this upcoming week. I definitely will. There are a few of them that are really hot this week. So let's get started with a little bit of a recap of last week. The Dow finished the week up 102 points, finishing at 24,462. The S&P had a similar move. It was up nearly 13 points, finishing right around 2670. And this week, as far as economic news, you can expect an active Friday. We'll get GDP numbers and consumer sentiment, which always is a good way to, all of these numbers basically are giving us a proxy of how the economy is doing and how the equity markets of our companies, U.S. companies, should be performing. So if consumer sentiment is up, in theory, we believe that people will spend money, which will, you know, drive the consumption, revenue for the various businesses and should push the Dow up, should push the S&P up. And of course, if consumer sentiment is unusually down, then we will expect a similar move to the downside. And a lot of these numbers, too, are less about the number and more about how the number compares to what was expected as far as how the market will respond. So and that's definitely true of company earnings. This week we have several more companies, some big names having earnings. I just grabbed a few of them, but quite a few listed. On Monday we'll see Halliburton's numbers, Microsoft, TD Ameritrade are just a few. Tuesday we're looking at Coca-Cola, Eli Lilly and Company, and 3M is also pretty big. Wednesday, we will see eBay, Facebook, and Twitter release their earnings numbers, along with Viacom, who is essentially a conglomerate. And then on Thursday, Amazon will share their earnings with us, which should be interesting given the political banter they've had back and forth with the president, or really the president having some tweets concerning Amazon lately. Thursday, we'll also see ConocoPhillips and General Motors, and then a whole slew of airlines. American Airlines will report, Southwest Airlines, SkyWest, and Spirit will all report their earnings on Thursday. And then Friday, we'll finish up the week with three big oil companies I took note of: Chevron, Exxon, and Phillips 66. Both Phillips 66 companies, actually. So that's it. This is the first episode that we get to actually discuss what happened in last week's trade. So very excited about that. Hopefully you had a chance to listen to the podcast from last week. And as I noted, when we first, when I was explaining this show and kind of what I hope to bring to the market is just a handful of trade ideas every week, fairly simple trade ideas. I'll do my best to explain them and hopefully guide you to being able to replicate some of them, either direct trades or the mentality of them in your own portfolio. So again, this is all educational. I'm not giving investment advice. So don't ever say that, you know, the Weekly Option podcast told me to do this. However, I do want to share the way I look at things and give you an idea of a few things that you could do to your own portfolio to make a little more money. So We'll start off with the first suggestion I made last week, which was, or not suggestion, the first stock that we covered was the Bank of America covered call. And if you remember, Bank of America was one of the companies that was announcing earnings that upcoming week, which they did. And the stock actually went up from $29.80 up to about $30.26. And we looked at the possibility of buying stock and selling a call, so that you sell one call for every 100 shares of Bank of America stock that you own. So last week we looked at selling the major, and another thing, the expiration date that I'm using for all of these trades is May the 18th, not the weeklies. Those are a little different. I'll probably throw in some weekly trades here soon. But for now, I'm using the main monthly option trade. Options expire on the third Friday of every month, and so we're looking at the May the 18th option expiration. So selling that May 31 call and collecting 55 cents per share in our account, and we would use that against stock being priced at $29.80. So the result of that is that stock ended up going up 46 cents. So that's great. The call that we sold actually decreased in value by 7 cents as well. So if you were to close that trade today, if you were to say, you know what, I just wanted to experience it for 1 week, then you'd be walking away with 53 cents per share total gain, or about 1.8% in 1 week. That's pretty great actually for a trade with very little risk. If you remember, our goal for this trade is for stock to go up above $31 per share, so that we end up turning in the stock and closing out the position. And if we do so, we'll have a return for the month of 5.87% on a trade that is essentially hedged to the upside. Now, you also have to remember that your break-even point, as we talked about last week, is $29.25. So as long as we are trading above that number, $29.25, we will be making money in this trade. And thankfully, we are right now, because stock is a full dollar higher. So you can close out. I in particular will be staying and going for the whole kit and caboodle, the 5.87%. The next trade that we talked about was a credit call spread, which is where we're going to be selling a call spread on the S&P 500. We're looking at the SPY, the Spiders ETF, and looked at selling with Spiders trading $265.11. We looked at selling the May 270-271 call spread for 35 cents. Now, this spread actually today, when you look at the May 270-271 call spread, right now in the market, it's you could probably exit this trade right around 44 cents, which means that we technically have lost value. It's lost it the call spread that we sold is worth 9 cents more. So in theory, we've lost that money, but you have to remember that break-even level is $270.35. So if the stock does not go higher than $270.35, we are making money in this trade, right? Even if it got to 270, we could hedge the whole thing out and walk away. So without the additional risk of that $1 in the trade. So it's one of the things I love about selling options, is that you benefit both from time, right? Options depreciate every day, because every day that disappears is one less day, or a shorter, it makes the amount of time that option has to get in the money even shorter. So, they tend to selling options, you get paid upfront, right? And all you have to do is wait. Versus when you buy an option, you actually need to be correct on either the direction, or the general move in volatility or price, whichever you're trading. And you also have to be right on the timing, because if you don't choose an option expiration with enough time for the move that you're anticipating, then you're going to lose money on the trade too. So all in, I'm not going to touch this the spiders credit spread. I would leave that there, even though in the short term it looks like we have lost a little money. Trust me, you really haven't lost money on this trade until you get higher than 270.35. And that's the beauty of selling an out of the money call spread. Until it's in the money, we don't have to do anything. So that's that. And then also looking at I think last week I mentioned a buying an in the money call spread on the diamonds, which worked out as well because the Dow was up this week. The diamonds are the ETF for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We bought the 242, 244 call spread for 98 cents. That spread today is worth $1.26. So, we managed to pick up almost 30 cents or almost $30 on that spread just in the week. Again, our goal on that spread is to capture the full value of it. So that spread, 242, 244 call spread, has a $2 value. Our goal for that is to double our money. So we paid 98 cents or $98 for the spread, and I want to capture the full $200 value in that spread, which would leave us with a profit of $1.02, or $102 all in, because we're talking about 100 shares. So that's it. Cover call, credit spread, debit spread. I hope that made sense for you guys. And definitely, listen to a few of these podcasts. Reach out to me directly if you have any questions. I would love to. I always enjoy talking about options, but what I'll end up doing is setting up a contact page on the website so that you can reach back and either email me or leave a question on the website so that I can answer any questions you might have about some of these trades and kind of the way they actually work out in the market. But it's one of the things that I love. I really look at this as very attainable. These are very attainable gains that are possible for every portfolio. None of the spreads that I have mentioned required thousands of dollars to put on. None of the spreads required a ton of money. Like if I were saying, hey, I think Amazon's gonna do great this week, I'm really bullish on Amazon earnings. Like if that was the case, and I was telling you to purchase 100 shares of Amazon stock, I mean, that's a really expensive thing right now, right? Amazon has been trading. Let me see what Amazon's stock price is. So Amazon shares finished on Friday at $1,527.49. So to actually put on a trade on Amazon, if you think it's going up or down or anything, you would really, to have 100 shares, I'd be saying, hey, why don't you risk $152,749? That's not the situation. I mean, with these option trades, you really can express an idea in the market for limited capital and watch it play out. Now, sure, you're, collecting $55 here, $53 there. You're not going to get rich overnight trading options, but I assure you, if you are managing to make 5% on your money every month, you will get there in due order. So that's it. So that's one of the things, one of the reasons I've always loved options. And it's also one of the reasons for this podcast. I really think that this education, this knowledge should be shared, and that more people should manage their assets using options. A lot of people have been told about the stock market, but they don't realize that options are a tool that many of the professional companies use to be able to manage and limit risk. And yet, they're making a ton of money using them, And yet the general public doesn't know anything about it, or we'll just say limited knowledge. Even amongst trading professionals, there are a lot of trading professionals who are not comfortable with options, mostly because they've been taught in a very complicated manner. I'm going to keep things very simple in this podcast because it all comes back down to one thing. How much risk do I have on? How much am I going to gain, and how much might I lose? And if I'm comfortable with the ratio of how much I could lose relative to how much I can gain, well, then I can control everything, right? I don't have to worry about big financial blowups. I'm never going to bet the house on any single trade. In fact, don't ever, even if it if the stars align and everything's great, and you're like, I've been waiting for this trade setup for my entire life, I'm gonna bet my entire portfolio. Walk away. Just breathe, walk away. Trust me, I've been doing this long enough. You will be better off not making that trade or doing it really small than if you decide to put everything on one trade. So that's why I discuss more than one trade each week. It's not to confuse you guys. It really is just to show that there's so many opportunities in the market, and all you have to do is choose one or two a week, or one or two a month, and you can really squeak out a pretty nice return. So let's get back to the trade ideas for this week. This week I'm looking at the so I'll maintain the same sort of structure. We'll do one covered call, one credit spread where we're selling a call or put spread, and then looking at a buying and in the money spread. So this week we're looking at GE stock. GE is one of those brands, brand of brands. It's an amazing company, and I know they've certainly had some struggles. And I think even one of the major financial magazines mentioned them this week, has an article about them. So you can check that out. I am a big fan of Barron's. Wall Street Journal is great, but Barron's Weekly magazine, and then if you have their online financial news, to me they really are cut above relative to what is accessible to the public. There are tons of newsletters out there that I think are amazing. Grant's interest rate review, just at being one of them. Just these places to go to read and hear about how these really smart people are viewing the market, and they really speak to you as an economist, as a market investor, not as a political person, not as anything else. It just comes back down to making money in the market, and having the right mindset to do so. So that's it. So this week, GE stock finished on Friday at $14.54, and we're gonna do a covered call here. So looking at selling the May 15 call, so it's pretty much the at the money call for 29 cents. 29 cents per share. So if stock moves up, right? If stock moves up to 15 cents, then we will end up making 46 cents on our stock, and we will have sold that call to take away our shares, right? For 29 cents. So 46 plus 29 cents means that we have a total possible gain of 75 cents on this stock move, which would yield once again a 5% return over the next 4 weeks on this one stock. Because we're selling the call for 29 cents, the break-even point on this trade is $14.25, and I got that just by taking the stock price, which is $14.54 per share, and subtracting the amount of money that we're going to collect for selling that call, which is 29 cents. So that puts us back at $14.25 for our break-even point. And that means that from the moment we put this trade on, every stock price higher than $14.25, we are making money, right? So you've already built, if you buy GE stock, if you've always wanted to own it, and you sell this call, you've actually given yourself a 29-cent cushion to be able to absorb any loss on that stock, because now your break-even point's $14.25. The most we're going to gain, of course, is the stock move, because you own the stock, and then the value of that call that you sell. So when you sell an option, your highest gain for that option is the amount of money you collect on the front side. We're going to collect 29 cents. That's the most we ever will make on this call. If stock goes to $20 per share, then we only made our 29 cents. Likewise, if the stock were to fall all the way to $14, then you would lose on the stock. You would actually lose because it would have moved lower than our break-even point. So at $14, you will have lost a total of 25 cents per share. On 100 shares, it's $25. So again, this is one of those trades that is affordable to put on, right? Essentially, you need about $2,000 in a trading account to be able to put this on, really less than that. But you're going to pay, $14.54 per share for 100 shares of GE, which means that you need, just about $1,500 for that purchase. And then you're going to sell this call, so you're going to collect $29 into your account. And because the shares are fully hedged, you're able to put this trade on. You can make, a 5% return on your $2,000 essentially in 1 month. I mean, that's what makes options beautiful. That's a great thing. I love that. And then the spreads that we're going to talk about, you can actually put on a little bit more risk without or for even less money. So the next trade that I'm looking at is a it's on gold. I don't know if you guys have ever traded gold before. I have traded gold futures. It can be really volatile. It was actually one of the first financial products that I tracked when I was in college. I was trading gold futures. Thankfully, nowadays, you don't have to use the futures contract to get the exposure in a market. So you can trade the gold ETF, which is great. ETFs, hopefully you guys are familiar, because I love ETFs. I traded ETFs at the CBOE, and I will continue to lean on the ETF products in my own account, just because they give you broad market, or they give you more broad exposure for a little less price sometimes. And they also can have decent volatility in price, so I like that. So looking at the gold ETF, I finished Friday trading $126.59. I'm looking at selling the at-the-money put spread. So selling a put spread is inherently long. When you buy a put, you basically are expecting the market to go down, and you will benefit from it. When you sell a put, that means you expect the market to go higher, and so it's a long. We benefit when the price of gold goes higher. So in selling the at-the-money put spread, we're going to be expressing a long or bullish view in the market, saying, "Hey, I expect gold to go higher." So we're looking at selling the May 126 half, 125 half put spread for 34 cents. I typically try to collect at least 30 cents for every dollar of risk that I put on in a spread. So 34 cents on this spread. It's a $1 spread, so we know that the most that this spread can be worth is the difference between the strikes. I said 126.5 and 125.5 are the strikes, so it's a $1 spread. We're collecting 34 cents, which means that our maximum loss on this is 66 cents, or $66 per spread that we put on. And our maximum gain, of course, is the amount of money we collect up front, which is going to be 34 cents. Looking at the possibility, and this is for the month of May, so looking at the the possibility of a 34% return on risk over the next 4 weeks. I don't know about you guys, but that makes me really happy. And as I mentioned yesterday, or sorry, yesterday, as I mentioned last week, one of the beautiful things that happens too is that let's say that price goes against us. Let's say gold falls in price and we're wondering what to do. It's very easy to turn a credit spread into an iron condor simply by selling the other spread. By other spread, I mean right now we're selling a put spread. The other spread I'm referring to is the call spread. So it changes the risk dynamics, but can sometimes put you in a situation where you really do almost lock in a good amount of return and cushion the amount of or limit the amount of risk that's possible. So I like things like that. It's a little more complicated. I probably won't lay out iron condors in this podcast. I think for many people, just the idea of selling a spread is difficult enough because most people stick with covered calls and don't move into some of the more intermediate. And I'm calling a credit spread an intermediate trade, whereas an iron condor may be a more advanced, even though it really does get more advanced than that. But again, the better you understand options, the more you realize you have a number of tools at your use to be able to limit risk and make money. So again, that was selling the GLD ETF at the money put spread, the May 18th expiration. So the May 126.5, 125.5 put spread for 34 cents. And our final trade example this week is going to be an in-the-money call spread on the enterprise product stock. Some of the MLPs and energy companies have been beaten up pretty sufficiently, and many of them are appearing to be making a turn now that I'm sorry, now that crude oil is approaching $70 per barrel. So these guys are beginning to have a little bit more money in the coffer, and their stocks are showing it. So we're looking at buying this on the money call spread. So on Friday, the Enterprise Products stock EPD finished at $26.59. So I'm looking at buying the May 25 half 26 half call spread. So it's pretty much a call that is $1.09 in the money already, and a call that's just 9 cents in the money, essentially the at the money call. So we're going to buy that call spread for 35 cents. Our maximum gain, of course, is 65 cents. And the reason for that is this is a $1 wide call spread, right? I'm expecting the stock to continue its march higher over the next 4 weeks, especially as we enter driving season and the gasoline demand. The higher driving that's expected as we approach summer should be a nice support for gasoline demand, and that should be enough for crude oil to, regardless of some of the daily fluctuations, it should be enough for crude oil to get its feet under itself and move higher. So if this call spread finishes in the money, we will collect the full dollar. So the beauty of this, we're going to pay 35 cents to collect a dollar in 4 weeks. That's the goal here. So our maximum gain is 65 cents, right? Our maximum loss is only the money that we pay, 35 cents. So that's a 185% return over 6 weeks. I don't know if any of you are doing anything beyond gambling that will give you a almost 200% return in 6 weeks. Really less than that. We're talking about the May 18th expiration, so 185% return over the next 4 weeks. And that's I again, I'm maybe I'm a nerd. Well, I think if you guys knew me, you definitely know that I was a nerd. But this definitely is this is the game. I mean, let's see if we can double our money here. And again, how much does it cost to really put this trade on? If I was selling you to buy the stock at $26.59 per share, you're talking about needing to spend $2,659 plus whatever commission you pay to get in the trade on every 100 lot of the share of the shares. And I assure you, Enterprise Products is not going to double in price over the next 4 weeks. I feel fairly confident saying that. If I'm wrong, then so be it. But I think I'm right. But here it is. We can put on this option spread for $35, and we put $35 in and take $65 out in 4 weeks. And all it is mathematics. I mean, this is a beautiful thing. And I'm going to continue to offer trades like this every week because, I want regular investors to really start looking at and understanding how possible it is to make money in this market. So, lots of ways to make money, lots of ways to grow your account, whether you're living on a fixed income or like if you're retired or if you are, a younger person and just looking at, how do I grow my nest egg? I'd say this is a pretty good start, a pretty good example of how to do it. So, that's it for this week's show. Just like we did this week, we will be covering these three trade ideas at the beginning of the show next week, and I will offer three more. So, hope that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you took notes. If not, listen to it again. Definitely subscribe. And there are some YouTube videos that are coming. I'm working right now on creating a free course for the website so that you can get a little bit more education. And I want you guys to follow along with me each week as we make these trades. And thank you for listening. I'm on my own journey. I'd love for you to join me on this journey of just being more active in the option trading market and growing your accounts. Let's make some money, all right? Have a great week. Happy trading. So long.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer: there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.